When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns. Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello, lovely listeners. Tally-ho from the heart of the best city in the world. I'm your effervescent guide, Sasha, and this is London Ask and Answered, where we explore the hidden gems and not-so-hidden wonders of this fabulous metropolis. In this episode, we are sailing down the Thames to unravel the treasure trove that is the South Bank. So, what's the South Bank, you ask? Picture a cultural cocktail with a splash of arts, a dash of dining, and an enormous slice of entertainment. It's a place where the iconic River Thames throws a party and everyone's invited. First up, get ready to soar into the clouds as we explore the iconic London Eye. Hold on tight because the views from up there will take your breath away. Next, we're off to a land far, far away with Shrek's Adventure. Donkeys and dragons, oh my! But don't get too comfy because we'll dive into the eerie depths of the London Dungeon, where history and horror go hand in hand. You might want to leave the lights on tonight. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we'll plunge into the underwater world at Sea Life London Aquarium. It's like Finding Nemo, but in London. Hungry yet? We are also feasting our eyes on the smorgasbord of dining options that South Bank has on its menu. From riverside bistros to street food galore. But wait, there's even more. Are you a savvy explorer? I've got the inside scoop on the Big City Safer Pass, your golden key to unlocking discounts at the South Bank attractions. And as a cherry on top, I'll be answering your questions. That's right, you lovely listeners have been flooding my inbox with curiosity, and I'm here to satisfy your inquisitive appetites. So, buckle up, folks. Let's take the South Bank by storm and make waves in the River Thames. Your Captain Sasha, signing in for an episode that's bound to float your boat. Start with a little bit of history, shall we? The South Bank is a loosely defined area along the south bank of the River Thames in the London Borough of Lambeth. It extends from Blackfriars Bridge to the east to Westminster Bridge to the southwest. Once a district dominated by industrial plants and warehouses, the South Bank underwent a transformation during the preparations for the Festival of Britain in 1951. The aerial bombings that targeted Waterloo Station and other buildings in London during World War II had left the area in ruin, but these preparations turned into a leading art and cultural center. The Source Bank is home to a significant arts complex called the Source Bank Center, which includes the Royal Festival Hall, Queen Elizabeth Hall, and the Purcell Room, and the Hayward Gallery. The Royal Festival Hall, which opened in 1951, is used for concert, recitals, and dance performances, and is the home of the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Its seating capacity is more than 3,000 for some types of performances. The Queen Elizabeth Hall seats about 1,000, and the smaller Purcell Room opened in 1967. The Hayward Gallery opened in 1968 and hosts a variety of art exhibitions in both indoor and outdoor settings. The Poetry Library, with its 77-seat voice box for literary readings, also opened there in 1988. Other notable parts of the Source Bank Center are the National Theatre Building, which houses the Royal National Theatre, and the National Film Theatre, home of the London Film Festival. Just to the south, tourists can find the Jubilee Gardens, the London Eye, Leake Street, and the London Aquarium. The area is also home to the Imperial War Museum and Hercules Road, named for the Hercules buildings, a group of Georgian houses developed by trick writer and theatrical manager Philip Astley. Source Bank London has been encouraging visitors to explore this culturally and historically rich area for over 20 years. The destination website features dining and nightlife tips and an events page that features happenings at major cultural attractions such as the National Theatre, Source Bank Centre and BFI Source Bank. Source Bank offers a range of dining options, from hidden gems like Oaken Source Bank serving a traditional Osakan street food, Art Yard Bar and Kitchen, and the award-winning Garden Cafe, to street food options like Source Bank Center Market and Ola Guacamole. Classic favorites include Oaxaca Source Bank, Mexican cuisine, Dagama, Japanese cuisine, and Honest Burgers. Family dining options include Giraffe, Gourmet Pizza Company, and Pizza Express. For quick bites, visitors can go to the Black Penny, Island Pokey, or Le Pain Quotidien, among others. Let's take on the main attractions. The London Eye, also known as the Millennium Wheel, is a marvel of modern engineering and design, a testament to the human love for beauty, creativity, and the pursuit of perspective. Towering over the city at 443 feet high, the giant Ferris wheel is an iconic piece of the London skyline, providing a breathtaking panoramic view of the city. But what really sets the London Eye apart is its unique design. It's cantilevered or supported on only one side, a feature that separates it from other Ferris wheels around the world. Located on the south bank of the River Thames, the London Eye offers a unique vantage point to see London's most famous landmarks on a circular sightseeing cruise along the famous river. On a clear day, the view extends up to 10.6 miles, around 70 kilometers, allowing you to see as far as Windsor Castle. At a leisurely pace of about 0.6 miles per hour, a complete rotation on the eye takes 30 minutes, giving passengers plenty of time to soak in the sights and capture memorable photographs. The idea for the eye was conceived by the husband and wife team David Marks and Julia Barfield in response to a 1993 competition asking Londoners to design a new landmark, celebrating the millennium. The contest didn't yield a winner, but Marks and Barfield's idea caught on, and despite being behind schedule, the wheel opened to the public on March 9, 2000. One of the intriguing aspects of the London Eye is its 32 capsules, each representing one of the city's 32 boroughs. The numbering, however, skips the number 13 due to common superstitions, jumping from 12 to 14. Each spacious air-conditioned capsule can carry up to 25 passengers, providing a comfortable and luxurious experience, especially if you opt for the champagne experience, which adds a touch of romance to the ride. With more than 3.5 million people visiting the Eye every year, it's now the most popular paid tourist attraction in the UK. But it's more than just a ride. The Eye has played host to a variety of unique events since its opening. Over 5,000 people have gotten engaged on the Eye, with low-key proposals and orchestrated flash mobs among the celebrations. It has also transformed into a pop-up dining spot during the London Restaurant Festival, with celebrity chefs serving meals in the capsules, and even turned into a rotating nightclub with artists like Lily Allen, Mark Ronson, and Richie Horton performing in the pots. The London Eye has also seen its fair share of daredevil stunts. Magician David Blaine, for example, took a full rotation standing atop of one of the wheel pots in 2003. In 2004, a man dressed as Spider-Man climbed the attraction and spent 18 hours on top of a pot, allegedly to highlight father's rights in the UK. London Eye's construction is just as fascinating as its use. The entire wheel weighs more than 1,000 tons, or well over 1 million pounds. It was assembled flat on 8 temporary islands on the River Thames, then raced into place in September 1999. Since its inception, the London Eye has inspired other cities, including Las Vegas, Seattle, and Atlanta, to open observation wheels with designs directly inspired by the London attraction. You can even find an exact replica of the wheel, albeit in miniature form, about 30 miles outside of London at Legoland Windsor, which features a scale model of the Eye as part of its Miniland exhibit. But the magic of the London Eye extends beyond the breathtaking views and the unique experience it offers. Visitors can also enjoy the London Eye 4D experience, the first live-action 4D attraction film ever produced in the UK. The film includes the first ever 3D aerial photography of Over London, adding another layer of excitement and wonder to the overall experience. Climbing aboard the London Eye isn't just about seeing the city from a different perspective. It's about being a part of the city story. As you ascend in the glass capsule, you're joining millions of others who've marveled at the same view, shared the same experience, and felt the same awe. You're just not looking at London's iconic skyline. You're becoming a part of it. With each rotation, the London's Eye continues to turn the wheel of history, weaving new stories into the fabric of one of the world's most beloved cities. So, are you ready for this unforgettable journey with 360 views of London? Shrek's Adventure London is an interactive amusement attraction that transports visitors into the magical world of DreamWorks' beloved green ogre Shrek. This unique tourist attraction is located on Westminster Bridge Road in the South Bank neighborhood of London, a lively area known for its variety of attractions, including the London Eye, the National Theatre, and the Young Vic. Shrek's Adventure London is conveniently located among these cultural highlights, enabling visitors to enjoy a diverse range of experience in the same vicinity. The adventure begins when guests board the DreamWorks Tour's magical flying 4D bus that transports them to Far Far Away, a fantasy land from the Shrek universe. During their visit, tourists will experience encounters with various characters from the Shrek films, such as visiting Cinderella in Shrek's swamp, bumping into Puss in Boots, rescuing Pinocchio from the Wheel of Torture, and cooking up a magic spell with the Muffin Man. The experience is immersive, involving not only sight and sound, but also touch and smell, contributing to a vivid sense of stepping into a fairy tale world. The journey involves exploring 10 fairy tale-themed live shows and collecting unique ingredients required to find Shrek and make it home safely. Shrek's Adventure London is suitable for all ages, and it's particularly family-friendly with a focus on interactive experiences that can be enjoyed by both children and adults. The entire experience typically lasts 1 to 2 hours, depending on how much time visitors spend at each live show. As for the costs, admission ticket starts from £24. Visitors who hold a Merlin annual pass can use their pass at this attraction. But it's important to note that due to the popularity of the experience, it is recommended to pre-book a time slot to guarantee entry. Shrek's Adventure London operates at the following hours. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays and Fridays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Thursdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturday and Sundays from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. While the cost isn't as steep as a trip to Legoland or Shessington, remember that the experience at Shrek's Adventure lasts no more than 2 hours. Avoid paying full price on the day of your visit. You can save money by securing your Shrek's Adventure tickets online in advance. Here's the tip. Online attraction passes offer deals where you can bundle your Shrek's Adventure trip with visits to other local attractions, such as the London Eye, Sea Life, or Madame Tussauds, or even the London Dungeon. But stay tuned for further info on this part. If you opt to purchase tickets at the door, be prepared for a possible queue time of 30 minutes or more. What you need to know. Audience participation is essential here. The moment you enter the attraction, you become a part of the adventure, starting from the departure lounge to far, far away. The staff does an excellent job of engaging everyone. Their infectious energy sets the mood, so get involved, particularly in the sing-along of I'm a Believer, before boarding the bus. It won't leave without it. You find exciting features throughout, like the humorous tenor messages, the X-ray machine, lost and found, and even a surprise visit from everyone's beloved biscuit-like friend on the elevator ride to the first floor. Surprises and entertainment abound, ensuring that there's never a dull moment. Prepare for lots of toilet humor. Even the restrooms in the departure lounge will have your kids laughing before the tour even begin. With loud flatulent sounds echoing around the stalls as Donkey and Shrek comment on the smell. This is always a highlight for kids, who deem it one of the best parts of their visit. Ah, the timeless appeal of toilet humor. Shrek's Adventure isn't an all-day event. The entire experience lasts roughly 2 hours. While this may seem brief considering the costs, it's packed with fun, especially the 4D bus ride, a definite highlight of the attraction. It's so enthralling that even adults point out things to their 5-year-olds like an excited kid, completely engrossed in the experience. The subtle touches like the cool breeze or ocean spray made it all the more immersive. Mind the mirrors. The Mirror Maze of Insanity is a fun challenge as you attempt to find your way around. It may be unnerving for some, as I saw a few overly excited children and disoriented adults bump into mirrors. In larger tour groups, it could become slightly claustrophobic for the younger attendees. Make sure to stick together. Check your children's height before you go. The 4D bus ride requires a minimum height of 0.9 meters and children between 0.9 and 1.3 meters must be accompanied by an adult. Things you should be aware of. Pregnant women are not allowed on the 4D bus ride due to its sudden movements, but can still enjoy the rest of the tour. If you are in your third trimester, be prepared about 1 to 1.5 hours of walking and standing. The tour includes strong, occasionally unpleasant odors, which might not be ideal if you experience morning sickness. Buggies and pushchairs are not permitted during the tour due to health and safety concerns and the narrow spaces along the tour route. However, a buggy park is available at the first floor before your journey to far, far away begins. Photography is not allowed during the tour, but you'll have the chance to take photos in the departure and arrivals lounge. You'll also be asked to pose for several pictures before the main tour begins. in front of a green screen and then with Donkey. These will be available for purchase as a fun travel journal of your trip at the end of your adventure. The London Dungeon is an exciting and thrilling attraction that takes you back to London's most dangerous past. The attraction vividly brings to life the chilling characters of London's dark history with a unique blend of interactive performances, rides and storytelling. It has been entertaining and terrifying visitors since it first opened in 1974. Initially located in Tooley Street near London Bridge, it moved to County Hall on the South Bank in 2013. Visitors begin their journey into the dungeon with a descent in a medieval lift, guided by the resident lift jester, who prepares them for a journey through 1,000 years of history. The experience is set in 1536 and promises to be a little scary with a scary score of 2. Along the way, visitors will discover what a trip in medieval lift is like, get to know the ones who have a criminal nose, and find out who's most likely to be picked on. Among other attractions is the Tyrant Boat Ride, which provides a darker and scarier experience as visitors are condemned to death by the jester for conspiring with Anne Boleyn. The ride takes guests on a journey along the Thames to the Tower of London, where they meet their fate. They might lose their head, or get wet, or perhaps both. Along the way, they experience the wrath of King Henry VIII, the executioners drumming as they approach Traitor's Gate, and the wetness of the River Thames. However, the ride has some restrictions. It is not accessible for guests who cannot walk unaided, cannot use stairs, or have certain health conditions. There's also a height restriction of 1 meter. If a visitor does not wish to take the ride, they can skip it. The London Dungeon is conveniently located at the South Bank, right next to the London Eye and Sea Life. It's just a few minutes' walk from London Waterloo, which is well served by buses and even a river service to the London Eye Pier. The closest subway station, or tube station, are Waterloo Tube Station and Waterloo Mainline Station, about 4 to 5 minutes away. For those coming by car or coach, there is no parking at the dungeon, but coaches can be accommodated for drop-off and pick-up. There is a nearby car park at Kew Park Westminster, where visitors can get a 15% discount if they pre-book their parking. The London Dungeon is typically open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's advisable to check the official website for the most current information. A tour of the London Dungeon lasts approximately 75 to 90 minutes. The London Dungeon is suited for those who enjoy thrilling and immersive historical experiences. It's especially ideal for those who appreciate a blend of history and horror and want to experience the darker side of London's past. While it is a fun and educational experience, due to the scary and intense nature of some attractions, it may not be suitable for young children or those with certain health conditions. However, the dungeon aims to be as inclusive as possible, and some rides like the Tyrant Boat Ride can be opted out of. Visitors are advised to pre-book their tickets in advance to ensure entry and to get the best out of their visit. The London Dungeon offers online booking with the possibility to saving up to 20% on ticket prices. However, please note that some rides may subject to availability or may be even temporarily closed for maintenance, as was the case with the Tyrant Boat Ride between Monday, April 24th and Monday, May 15th. But everything is running again. The London Dungeon offers a unique opportunity to delve into London's perils, past, and experience it firsthand. With a blend of live performances, thrilling rides, and interactive exhibits, it promises a unique journey through history that is as educational as it is entertaining. Whether you are a history enthusiast, a thrill seeker, or simply looking for a unique experience in London, the London Dungeon awaits you. Did you know about an underwater adventure in the heart of the city located at South Bank? No? Well, then you're up for a treat. Welcome to Sea Life London. Since opening its doors in March 1997, the Sea Life London Aquarium has been a magnet for marine enthusiasts, family adventurers and curious tourists alike. Strategically located on the ground floor of the County Hall on the south bank of the River Thames, this spectacular attraction hosts about 1 million visitors each year, each eager to explore the fascinating world of beneath the ocean surface. Initially launched as the London Aquarium, this mesmerizing underwater zoo houses over 500 species, with its tanks holding more than 2 million liters of water. From the speed of robotic tuna to the navigating skills of autonomous eels, the Sea Life London Aquarium has continuously expanded its horizons since its inception. In 2008, the facility underwent a $5 million refurbishment under the new ownership of Merlin Entertainments, adding new features such as a captivating underwater tunnel, the Shark Walk, a revamped Pacific Ocean tank, and a complete rerouting of the exhibits. In 2011, the Sea Life London Aquarium opened a new penguin exhibit, which became an instant hit with visitors. Tengen 2 penguins were transferred from Edinburgh Zoo, offering a delightful Antarctic experience in the heart of London. The aquarium is also home to sharks, rays, seahorses, and a plethora of marine life, ensuring a diverse and engaging visit for all ages. Sea Life London Aquarium is not only about the spectacle, it's also an educational hub. The aquarium includes two classrooms themed around the conservation campaigns it supports, hosting up to 40,000 school children each year. These classrooms are open to the public when not used by the education program, providing a unique learning environment for visitors. The aquarium is involved in several breeding programs, including Cuban crocodiles, seahorses, and jellyfish, highlighting its commitment to marine life conservation. Upon entering the Sea Life Center, visitors are greeted by a wide variety of marine life from around the world. The Ocean Tunnel exhibit features a walk-through tunnel, allowing visitors to get up close and personal with species, including sharks, rays, and sea turtles. Interactive exhibits like the Rock Pool and Atlantic Coast provide educational experience for all. In contrast, the Ocean Invaders exhibit offers a mesmerizing jellyfish display.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For those seeking a more thrilling experience, the Shark Walk exhibit allows visitors to walk over a tank of sharks and other large fish. The Rainforest Adventure exhibit showcases a range of tropical fish and creatures, including piranhas, poison dart frogs, and a crocodile, offering a slice of the tropics in the middle of London. What to know before you go? The Sea Life London Aquarium is open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. with the last entry at 6 p.m. During weekends, the aquarium opens at 9 a.m. It's a fun and educational experience for all ages. Still, parents should note that the attraction can get busy, especially during weekends and school holidays. To get the most out of your visit, allowing at least 2 hours to explore all the exhibits is advisable. In addition to the main exhibit, Sea Life London Aquarium also offers a variety of interactive experiences, including touch pools, interactive talks and workshops, behind-the-scenes tours and feeding demonstrations. These can significantly enhance your visit. Oh, what a ride it's been. We soared through the skies on the magnificent London Eye, tiptoed through the spine-tingling London Dungeon, giggled our way through Shrek's Adventure, and swam with the fishies at Sea Life. We have practically been on a roller coaster of emotions, and what an exhilarating roller coaster it has been. But hold on to your monocles, my fellow adventurers, because I'm about to share a little piece of wizardry that will make your day even better. Imagine, what if you could experience all these fantastical adventures without your wallet weeping? What if your pounds could stretch just a little bit further? Well, behold the mighty Big City Saver Pass. Yes, my friends, the magical pass is like the golden ticket that makes Willy Wonka's seem like old news. It's the key that unlocks these attractions, a treasure trove of experiences around London while keeping your purse strings happy. With the Big City Saver Pass, you can dive into the London Dungeon without drowning in costs, float up the London Eye without your budget deflating, and explore Shrek's Adventure and Sea Life without feeling like your bank account is swimming against the tide. So dust off your explorer's hat and summon your inner penny-pinching pirate. It's time to set sail on the sea of savings with the Big City Saver Pass.
Arr, what are you waiting for, my hearties? The city's treasures await.
The Big City Saver London Pass is a flexible, cost-effective ticketing option for tourists interested in exploring some of London's most iconic attractions. The sightseeing pass provides an excellent opportunity to maximize your visit while substantially saving individual admission prices. The pass works on a voucher system where you can choose from various combinations of 2, 3 or 5 attraction passes. Each pass has a lead attraction, which is the first attraction you visit. You simply choose a date to visit your lead attraction and then after that you book the remaining number of attractions as you go. The pass remains valid for 19 days from exchanging your voucher. During this period, you can visit each of the purchased attractions just once. It's important to note that you can reschedule your tours for free within these 19 days if you keep your barcoded ticket. The Big City Saver Pass can lead to substantial savings. If you buy the 5 attraction pass off-peak for £100 per person, price valid outside school holidays, you could save as much as 46% on the most expensive attractions, compared with walk-up prices. This means you get each of the 5 attractions for around £20 per person or £26 per person during school holidays. For example, the standard adult walk-up price for Madame Tussauds, the most expensive attractions in the lineup, is £46. So with the pass, you will save around £26. The 5 attraction pass provides savings of around £49.50 on all attraction tickets compared to buying separately online and £99 against walk-up prices. During school holidays, the savings are slightly less, but still significant, with around £19.50 savings on all attraction tickets compared to buying separately online and £69 against walk-up prices. You can also have the option to add a Big Bus Hop-On Bus Tour or a Thames River Cruise with your Big City Saver Pass. These add-ons allow you to explore London from a different perspective. The Hop-On Bus Tour is a sightseeing tour around the heart of London, with audio guides on board providing fascinating facts about London's rich culture and history. The Thames River Cruise is a 40-minute circular tour departing from the London Eye Pier, taking you past some of London's most iconic landmarks, such as the House of Parliament, the Tower of London and Tower Bridge. The attractions included in the Big City Saver London Pass are Sie landen ei, Madame Tussauds London, London Dungeon, Shrek's Adventure London and Sea Life London Aquarium. The prizes for the pass as of June 2023 are as follows. For two attractions, adults start from £50 and children in the age of 3 to 15 years from £45. For three attractions, adults pay £70 and children between the ages of 3 and 15 pay £63. And for five attractions, adults pay £100, while children between the ages of 3 and 15 years old paying £90. It's important to note that pre-booking is essential to guarantee an entry to all attractions. When you purchase your pass, you need to book your visit date and time for one attraction, known as the lead attraction. Once you have completed your purchase, you will receive instructions on booking your visit to the remaining attractions with the online booking portal. You will need 30 minutes for the London Eye, excluding queuing time, and 2 hours for all other five attractions. Links to all attractions at South Bank you'll find in the show notes. All right, saving crusaders, we've conquered the big city saver pass, and our wallets give us a standing ovation. But what's an adventure without tantalizing our taste buds and toasting our triumphs? Imagine a drum roll played by forks and knives because we are transitioning from savings to savoring. Get ready to set sail from the treasure island of the Big City Saver Pass to the mouth-watering paradise of Saucebank's dining scene. Welcome aboard Savoring Saucebank, a tourist guide to dining and pub options in London Saucebank. From the quaintest little tea rooms to the bustling riverside pub, I'm about to embark on a gastronomic voyage that's going to take your taste buds around the world and back, without ever leaving Saucebank. Pack your appetite, fellow food explorers, as we unravel the menus, sniff out the specials, and clink our glasses to the Epicurean wonders of Saucebank. Bon voyage and bon appetit. As one of London's most popular tourist destinations, Saucebank is a veritable feast of cultural experiences, with hundreds of restaurants, pubs and bars lining the southern bank of the Thames. The area is exceptionally bustling during the summer. It is known for its vibrant food scene that caters to the variety of palates and preferences. Saucebank's dining landscape is as diverse as the city, offering everything from traditional English fare to exotic international cuisine. First up, we have Taspida. This restaurant chain focuses on Anatolian cuisine and offers a variety of freshly baked Turkish pide with various toppings. Highlights include the sucuk pide with garlicky beef, sausage and peppers, and the vegetarian masterly Ispanakli pide with spinach, mushrooms, peas and leeks. The restaurant also offers traditional Anatolian casseroles. Next up, we have the Tate Modern Kitchen and Bar. Located on the 6th floor of the Natalie Bell Building, this kitchen and bar offer a spectacular view of the city coupled with a delightful culinary experience. Next, we have Lemon Beach Club. This venue located at Gabriel's Wharf on the South Bank serves Trinidadian-focused food. From buttery roti to caramelized chicken and curry sweet corn, this place aims to satiate international travel cravings. Then we have Pabellon Venezuelan Food, a weekend stall at the South Bank Center Food Market. Pabellon offers traditional Venezuelan food, including Pabellon rice bowls and slightly sweet arepas with various fillings. Next up, we have Mariterra, a classic tapas bar near Southwark Station that orders much of its produce from Spain and boasts its considered entirely Spanish wine lists. The classic tapas dishes are perfect accompaniments to a cold glass of cava or an early 2000 Rioja. And last but not least, the Union Viet Cafe. The small family-run business on Union Street serves a menu of Vietnamese classics. The cafe is particularly atmospheric at lunch, with pho and bun you as the main draw. And for the pub lovers, the King's Arms, located on one of the most historic streets in the city, is a quintessential real ale pub in South London. The pub has 9 real ale pumps and constantly evolving beer list, making it a unique experience for beer enthusiasts. But what sets the King's Arms apart is the Thai twist. The pub houses Kanchana's Kitchen, which serves authentic Thai food every day of the week. The pub does not accept table reservations and operates on a first-come, first-served basis. The pub is serious about its real ale, sourcing its beer from local breweries. Its selection of real ales is constantly changing, so ale aficionados can look forward to new offerings each time they visit. For those seeking a bit fun and intellectual stimulation, the King's Arms also hosts a weekly pub quiz on Sunday nights, where participants can enjoy the pub amazing Thai menu while vying for prizes. The King's Arms is open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. from Monday to Saturday and from 12 p.m. to 10:30 a.m. on Sundays. Southbank is a gastronomic paradise that offers a variety of experience to suit all taste buds. Whether you're seeking authentic international cuisine, classic pub fare with a twist, or a refreshing pint of real ale, Southbank has something for everyone. Oh, my dear food adventurers, we feasted like kings and queens in the majestic land of Southbank. With our bellies full and our hearts content, it's time to roll away from the banquet and into the curiosity lounge. It's that time in my show, the questions of my listeners, or as I like to call it, the London Ask and Answered Curiosity Chronicles segment. In this sacred space, your questions are the stars, and together we shall embark on an inquisitive journey. From the mysteries of Southbank to the legends of the Thames, your burning questions will be tenderly cradled in the palms of knowledge. So, don your detective hats, grab your magnifying glasses, and let's dive into the treasure trove of queries from the astute listeners of London Ask and Answered. Let the curiosity festivities begin. Andrea asked, looking for suggestions on a day tour from London to Windsor Castle, Stonehenge and Oxford. I see a lot of options, but would appreciate recommendations as these three are the to-dos for our family. Thanks. There is a great tour offered by my partner Golden Tours that covers all three locations, Windsor Castle, Stonehenge and Oxford, in a single day. The tour starts at 8 a.m. at Victoria Coach Station, with boarding commencing at 7:30 a.m. The tour finishes around 7:30 p.m. at the Victoria Train Station. There are different pricing options depending on whether you want entrance fees to the sites included. So we have £79 per person for the tour without any entry fees, then £95 per person for the tour with only Stonehenge entry, and £119 per person for the tour that includes all entrances, Windsor Castle and Stonehenge. The tour includes an expert guide, a superior coach with free Wi-Fi and USB chargers, a walking tour of Oxford, and an optional entrance to Windsor Castle and or Stonehenge, depending on your chosen package. You'll also be given personal audio headsets to hear the guide's live commentary. The tour does not include hotel pick-up and drop-off, lunch and entrances to Windsor Castle and Stonehenge, unless you have chosen the package that includes them. You should know that Windsor Castle is closed to visitors on Tuesday and Wednesday throughout 2023, and St. George Chapel at Windsor Castle is closed to visitors on Sundays. On rare occasions, the state apartments may also be closed. Your question, is it doable? The feasibility of the tour largely depends on your personal preferences and how much time you like to spend at each site. You should consider the following. The tour lasts approximately about 12 and a half hours from start to finish, which includes travel time between the three locations. This is a long day, and while it allows you to see all three sites at the same time, each location will be limited. Suppose you're interested in digging into each site's history, taking your time to explore, and potentially attending any special exhibits. In that case, visiting Windsor Castle and Oxford on separate days might be more satisfying. This would give you a whole day to spend at each location. Some people find multi-site day tours to be tiring, as they involve quite a bit of traveling and walking around. If you prefer a more leisurely pace, separate days could be preferable. The multi-site tour is likely more cost-effective than separate tours to each site or traveling independently, especially when you consider transportation costs. However, if budget isn't a primary concern, this may be less of a factor for you. In summary, the multi-site day tour could be a great option if you want to see all three sites quickly and are comfortable with a packed itinerary. However, suppose you prefer a more relaxed pace and want to spend more time exploring each site, in that case, separate trips to Windsor Castle and Oxford might be more enjoyable. Remember to check each site's opening days and times, especially given the closures at Windsor Castle mentioned earlier. I wish you and your family a great trip. In the show notes, you find the link to the tour. If you have any other questions regarding this tour, just reach out to me. I'm happy to answer all your questions. Robert from Vermont asks, I need help with transportation. Coming into London Heathrow in August with 5 people and 5 pieces of luggage, maybe a couple of backpacks. What's the best way to get to Kensington? Thanks in advance. A few options exist from getting from London Heathrow to Kensington, Robert. First up, we have the taxi or private hire vehicle. This option is the most convenient and expensive. A taxi or private hire vehicle can comfortably accommodate 5 passengers and the luggage. The journey usually takes about 30 to 60 minutes, depending on traffic. Uber and other ride-hailing services are also available in London. Up next, we have the Heathrow Express and the London Underground, the Tube. The Heathrow Express is a direct train service from Heathrow Airport to Paddington Station in central London. It takes about 15 minutes. You can take the Circle or Hammersmith and City tube lines from Paddington to High Street, Kensington. Please note that you may have to navigate stairs and carry your luggage through busy stations. Next, we have the Piccadilly line. The cheapest option is to take the Piccadilly line directly from Heathrow to Earl's Court or to Gloucester Road Station in Kensington. The journey will take about 45 to 60 minutes. The downside is that the tube can be crowded and you will need to manage your luggage. Some stations also do not have elevators or escalators, which could make it a little bit challenging if you have heavy luggage. Then we have the National Express Coach. National Express operates coaches from Heathrow to Victoria Coach Station. From Victoria, you can take the District Line to High Street, Kensington. The coach journey takes about 40 to 75 minutes, depending on traffic, and the Underground journey takes you 10 minutes. And last but not least, the private transfer service. There are also private transfer services that you can book in advance. They will meet you at the airport and take you directly to your destination in Kensington. This is a good option if you prefer not to handle your own luggage and would like door-to-door service. Remember to factor in the time of day and potential traffic when making your decision. During peak hours, public transportation can get quite crowded and roads can be congested. Links to every service you find also in the show notes. And Anita from Baltimore asks, I will be traveling solo to London in early September and I am an early riser, usually up around 6 a.m. and do not eat breakfast. Do you have any suggestions for things, places to go besides eat breakfast, as most things do not open until 10 a.m.? Kudos to you, Anita. London is a vibrant city with a lot to see and do, even in the early morning hours before most tourist attractions open. My suggestions for you, Anita. Parks. London is known for its beautiful parks. Many open at dawn. Hyde Park, Regent's Park and St. James Park are all great options for a morning walk or run. Then we have historic markets. Some of London's markets start pretty early. Billingsgate Fish Market, for example, opens at 4 a.m. While it's primarily a wholesale market, it's still an exciting place to visit. Borough Market, a gourmet food market, opens at 8 a.m. You can also walk along the South Bank by off the River Thames. This walk can take you past several landmarks, including the London Eye, the Shakespeare Globe, and the Tate Modern. It's a beautiful and peaceful way to start the day. And if you love to take pictures, early mornings is a fantastic city photography time. The streets are less crowded and the lighting can be pretty beautiful. Iconic locations like the Tower Bridge, the Houses of Parliament and the Tower of London can be captured without the usual throngs of people. How about cycling? London has a bike sharing system called Santander Cycles, also known as Boris Bikes. You could rent a bike and cycle around the city. There are popular cycling routes like Hyde Park, Regent's Park, or along the River Thames. Then there are some nice coffee shops. While you mentioned you don't eat breakfast, coffee shops open early where you can enjoy a morning coffee. How about a sightseeing bus tour? Some sightseeing bus tour companies start operating very early in the morning, which could be a relaxing way to see the city sights and decide which places you like to return to later in the day. And for a last suggestion, how about a church service? Some of London's historic churches and cathedrals have early morning services that are open to the public. St. Paul's Cathedral and Westminster Abbey are two such examples. So remember to check the opening times for any specific places you decide to visit, as these can vary and may have been affected by recent events. So enjoy your trip and have a great morning in London. Well, folks, as they say, all good things must come to an end. But don't be glum. London is an endless treasure chest and we'll be diving right back in next time. But before we part, I've got a few exciting things to share. Do you have a burning question about London simmering in your mind? Can't wait to know the best spots for a cuppa or where to catch the quirkiest shows? Well, I'm here for you. Reach out by shooting an email to hello@londonask.com, sending a nifty WhatsApp message to 0044-7700-182299 or visiting londonask.com/ask. I'm like Sherlock Holmes when it comes to unearthing London secrets, and your question could be the star of my next episode. And while you're at it, don't forget to spread the love by liking, following and reviewing this podcast. It's like sending a virtual high five my way. Now, for all the social butterflies out there, give me a follow on social media at London Ask. There's a delightful stream of London fun awaiting your feet. Oh wait, there is even more. Drum roll, please. I'm super excited to announce that my travel guide, London Ask and Answered, your comprehensive travel guide to the Big Smoke, is available for pre-order. This is your ultimate London companion, packed with all the juicy tips and tidbits to make your London experience unforgettable. You can find it wherever books and ebooks are sold. Grab your copy and let the London adventures begin. Thank you for joining me on this thrilling expedition through South Bank. Until we meet again, Keep that London spirit alive and keep asking. This is your ever curious guide, Sasha, signing off from another enchanting episode of London Ask and Answered. Cheerio!
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.